This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. I always enjoy having Pike on the show. Always learn something.
I'm sure we're going to learn something fun about what we should be doing now for the spring.
Yeah, you already got some advice pre-show.
I did. I'm pretty excited about it.
Because you got weeds.
It's monumental at my place. It's not like a typical lawn.
This is true. All right, let's get to it. We're joined by Melody McDaniel. She's a horticulturist with Pike Nurseries. Melody, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Great to be here.
It's always good to see you. Appreciate you stopping by early February here. So I know you're getting busy into this as the spring's rapidly approaching. So grateful for your time. Before we get into our conversation, remind our audience a bit about you and your background.
Perfect. Well, I am a horticulturist, as you said, and that means that I studied in school landscape design and horticulture. I've been in the garden center industry for a little over 20 years now.
Wow.
Yeah. I like to say I had a green thumb at birth.
I like that. Well, tell us a little bit about Pike Nurseries.
Pike Nurseries is actually a local Atlanta company. It was founded here by Pete Pike, and it's been around for over 50 years. We have 17 locations here in the Atlanta area, out at Lake Oconee, and then also in the Charlotte, North Carolina area.
Wow.
You know, I was living here, Carol. I always loved going there.
I do too.
I was horrible at yard work, but I loved going to a place like Pike Nurseries because it was just, everything looked great and fresh, and it was always inspiring. So I do love what they're all about. So you're not just, though, you don't go to your store and buy plants. I mean, you guys do other things, including classes, and I believe you have something starting a new class in just a couple of days. Tell us about all that.
We do, actually. We like to provide a lot of information from just when you come into the store. We're there to provide information and make sure that you garden without guesswork. We don't want you to come in and be afraid of gardening. So not only in-store feedback, but we also do provide classes. And on February 4th at all of our locations, we've got a class that's a make and take, which means you will create a terrarium and take it home with you. Yeah.
Did you hear what she said? At all of their locations.
All of their locations.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty
Saturday
cool.
morning at 9 a.m. at all locations.
That's pretty cool. Now, do you need to sign up in advance?
You can call and reserve your place in advance or just show up on the day.
That's very cool. All right. Let's talk a little bit about this weird winter we've just experienced. I mean, I feel like there were weeks that we experienced all four seasons within 10 days.
We did, didn't we?
But hopefully spring is around the corner. So what should we be doing to have a weed-free lawn?
Well, for your lawn right now, there are a couple of different things you can do. Applying a crabgrass preventer is one. You want to do that to prevent weeds from germinating. So you're putting it down before you even see the weeds, to keep them from sprouting. So that's crabgrass along with other broadleaf weeds that you might see come up.
Okay.
So that's a little preventative. The other thing you can do right now is to resod or reseed fescue grass.
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I'm one of those guys that I would live in a house for years and I couldn't tell you what kind of grass that I even had. I mean, there's people like that that are homeowners that are just disconnected from those kinds of details. And there are homeowners that are just so into it. So there's the opposite ends of the spectrum. For the person like me who's just not knowledgeable in these things, how do you begin? What can I do with you guys? Do I dig up a piece of grass? Do I put it in a baggie and bring it to you? How can I bring you some I guess, samples for you to begin to say, all right, here's what you got. And then from that, here's the basic care plan. And then you begin to diagnose problems. What's that process?
That is, you described it perfectly. We have a lot of baggies walk through the door and we encourage them because you can also take pictures. And sometimes when you have a problem that's a tree, taking a picture to bring in is easy. But with grass, absolutely. Bring a little sample in of what you've got. We'll be able to tell from that what type of grass you have and also any other weed problems that you might have and help you diagnose that. So that's the first thing. And then we've got lawn care, a system that works throughout the year. So we can tell you, based on the type of grass you have, when you need to fertilize, when you need to put down an herbicide to kill the weeds and that kind of thing. So we'll have a year for you.
Gotcha. That's outstanding. So it's February 2nd today. Is it too late to worry about my spring grass? Or I mean, the point is, going forward, is this about the right time to begin to address the current year? Or do I need to be thinking about this a little bit sooner?
Nope, you're exactly right. This is the time to do that, especially with the cool season grass, which is fescue. We'll want to wait a little bit longer for the summer grasses like Bermuda, but now is the time to work on fescue.
Outstanding. All right, Melody, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Melody McDaniel, horticulturist with Pike Nurseries.
So I know that you have a really cool cheat sheet on fescue lawns. So what are the 7 products or tools that I need for reseeding my lawn? And then let's, you know, also dive into kind of the 7 easy steps to having that beautiful fescue lawn.
Perfect. You're going to want to have a weed killer. And one of our favorites is called Cleanup. So that will help cut down on the weeds. Topsoil or soil conditioner that helps to get the ground ready. So you might have, I think we talked earlier before we were on air about having hard soil.
Yeah.
Adding that topsoil will help you to be able to create a good lawn. A starter fertilizer is important. So we like Pike Lawn Starter. And what that does is provides just what it needs to root in, to rapidly root in and establish. Then fescue grass seed. We like a brand that's Pike Atlanta Blend. It was actually created to do best here in our area.
Nice.
And then a broadcast spreader. One thing I would like to say is that anytime that you buy seed or anything that needs to be spread at Pike Nurseries, we loan out the spreader. So you don't even have to buy that. So don't be afraid that you'll have to invest in a spreader when you can borrow one from us. Wheat straw is great. Wheat straw holds in the seed if you're on a situation where you have a slope,
right?
That kind of thing. So, and then a sprinkler, because you're going to want to keep it nice and moist.
Right.
Once you put it out.
Wow. Sounds like a lot of work.
Well, yeah, but no, it's not. I mean, and what most people do is they guess.
Right.
They maybe do some silly Google search and they find the wrong information. They don't even know what kind of grass they have if you're talking to someone like me. But once you go and talk to someone about it, it's not that complicated. And they have most of the equipment that you might even need.
Exactly. And the thing is, you've got a few steps that you need to follow when you're establishing it and to make sure that it gets rooted in well. And then after that, there's not a lot of maintenance with it at all. And the nice thing about fescue is it is a cool season grass. So it's nice and green when the other grasses are dormant, the summer grasses.
Right.
Well, Carol mentioned the drought we had earlier in the show. And I remember when I was a homeowner here and we had severe droughts where we had restrictions. There was no days yet we weren't allowed to do anything. Walk us through the strategy there. I mean, do you just let it go and say, let's just write this one off and wait till the drought season ends and then we get back into it? Are there things you can do? Do you water short bursts? Do you do one long saturation? I mean, what's the thought there?
This is one of my favorite things to change opinions about watering lawns, okay? We typically tend to overwater our lawns, so they get used to all this water. It's almost like you could think about they're growing hydroponically. They're just used to so much water that they have shallow root systems. They don't have to reach out for water. So if you water less often, now let's step back for a second. When you establish, when you're establishing and they're establishing new roots, you definitely want to give them plenty of water to start out. But after that, once you're maintaining, you water less often, but for longer periods of time. What this does is allow between those waterings for that root system to grow and stretch out. So when we do have a drought and say we do have restrictions, it's got a bigger, healthier root system and it can survive on its own much longer than the one that's been babied, really.
Mm-hmm. Makes all the sense in the world. You're actually simplifying that process.
Right.
This can be a simple process if you just have the basic levels of understanding, which I never did.
Yeah, I'm real interested in seeing what happens this spring with shrubs and trees. And I don't know where I was reading or heard something on the radio maybe saying that by the time people started watering some of them, maybe it was too late and that we might have a lot of trees and shrubs dying off because of the drought. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, there's a little bit of wait and see on that.
Right.
If you want to go out now and you're kind of worried about a plant that might not be coming back out, there's a little scratch test. So you can use your thumbnail mm-hmm. or a little knife and scratch and see if you see any green under there. And if you do, it's going to come back out. There's a possibility that there might be a little bit of damage and it'll take some time to recover. But most things probably will be okay.
Good. That's good.
When should you consider sod?
Sod is a great choice if you want that instant gratification, which a lot yeah. of times we do.
Oh, yeah.
And especially like when you're talking about real estate, if you're trying to have instant curb appeal, sod's the way to go because yeah. it's so much more quick to establish. And that's basically it. You can do sod for any type of grass.
What's the ramp-up strategy there? How many times have we seen someone in our neighborhood put in sod and then within a month it's just brown clay? I mean, how do you, when you lay it down, I imagine it depends on the grass too. What's the initial steps there?
Preparation is key, just like we were talking about with seeding. You want to be sure that you have good soil. So you want to add a layer of topsoil. If you have really hard soil, you might even want to till under it just to kind of prep that. And then watering until it's well established is probably the biggest problem. We think that it's established and kind of cut back on the water and then it dies. The other thing is when you see sod laid out, you'll notice that it's kind of in a pattern because mm-hmm. they're little square or rectangle pieces. Mm-hmm. If those aren't butted together closely enough, the root system is exposed on the outer edges of that sod,
right.
and that can cause it to dry. So laying it properly where it's touching and there's no gaps is another key for that.
My solution to that would be to have a professional do it.
Because
I would probably not even realize that.
A lot of work.
That's interesting. And you see that, frankly, now that you say that. I've seen that, frankly, too often. Interesting.
You can. You'll see kind of browning around the edges. But that's another thing. If you want to do it yourself, we're in the stores. You know, we sell it by the piece or the roll. It can be delivered. But if you come in and you're buying some pieces and you want some advice, we're here to help you with that.
Yep.
And we can kind of show you how to lay it.
Got it. All right. Well, Melody, this has been great information. Thank you so much for stopping by and joining us. Before we let you go, should anyone need to contact you with any questions or learn more about all the great stuff happening at Pike Nurseries, how do they do that?
You can visit our website, which is pikenursery.com, or follow us on social. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest.
All right. Melody McDaniel, a horticulturist with Pike Nurseries. Melody, great again to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Melody McDaniel, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.